感冒祷。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始晚上的聚会。
In Jesus' name, we begin tonight's service.
圣诗119首。
Let's sing hymn 119.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们来祷告，求主带领我们的聚会。
Let's pray and ask for Lord Jesus' guidance.
一起来祈祷。
Let's pray together.
愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
保罗说，他立志要讨神的喜悦。
Paul says that he determined to please God.
这个立志表示他的人生设立一个新的目标。
When one makes a determination, that means he has set a goal for himself.
就是要讨看不见那一位神的喜悦。
To please the God who is invisible.
如果神喜悦我们。
If God is pleased with us.
我们不但在今生没有忧虑，我们在来世会非常富足。
Not only that, we don't have to worry about anything in this life, but in the life to come, we will be richly blessed.
所以信仰生活一个很重要的目标就是要讨神喜欢。
So one of the very important goals in our life should be to please God.
那在旧约圣经，神指示摩西要怎么敬拜神。
In the Old Testament, God directed Moses on how to worship God.
那在摩西的律法里面，有很重要的部分是提到献祭。
In the Mosaic laws, a good deal of it dealt with the offering of sacrifices.
人来到神的面前要献祭。
When people come before God, they must make sacrifices.
这个献祭要通过祭司才能够献祭。
And this offering of sacrifice must be done through the priests.
通过献祭，人的罪可以得赦免。
Through the offering of sacrifice, our sins can be redeemed.
通过献祭代表神对人的感恩。
Through the offering of sacrifice, it also conveys human gratitude toward God.
当挪亚那个世代被洪水毁灭。
In the time of Noah, when the whole world was wiped away by flood.
挪亚出了方舟以后，第一件做的事情就是献祭。
The very first thing that Noah did when he got out of the ark was to make sacrifices.
他献燔祭。
He offered the burning offering.
神就非常的喜悦。
The Lord was very much pleased.
那我们今天我们敬拜相同的神。
Today we worship the same true God.
我们在神的面前也要献祭。
And therefore we should also make sacrifices before the Lord.
就可以得到神的喜悦。
In this way we can please God.
我们请来看彼得前书。
Turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书。
1 Peter.
第二章
Chapter 2
彼得前书第二章
First Peter 2
第五节
Verse 5 You also like living stones are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ
这个地方说我们来到主面前就是活石
As we come before the Lord, we are considered like living stones.
就是一块有生命的石头。
It is a living, breathing stone.
那我们跟主耶稣联合在一起，变成灵宫。
And once we are built together and linked to Lord Jesus Christ, we have become a spiritual house.
那这个灵宫是什么
？What is this spiritual house?
灵宫就是教会。
Spiritual house is equivalent of the church.
宫殿是要让人来住的。
A house is for people to dwell in.
这个灵宫是神充满神住的地方。
A spiritual house is one in which, with a dwelling for the Spirit of God.
至高的神要住在人中间。
The high and mighty God is going to dwell amongst men.
就是充满在教会。
That means he is going to fill amongst the church.
那我们在灵宫里面做什么？
So what do we do in this spiritual house?
下面说做圣洁的祭司。
It says that we are to be a holy priesthood.
所以在新约时代，我们不需要跟另外一个人悔改，那另外一个人代替我们祷告，像天主教这样。
Therefore, in the New Testament era, we no longer have to rely on another individual to make sacrifices and to redeem our sins, much like the Catholics do.
因为主耶稣已经 把我们铺一条通天的道路。
For our Lord Jesus Christ has opened a living way for us to go directly to heaven.
就是借着他的宝血，我们可以直接来到神的面前。
It means through his precious blood we are able to come before the Lord himself.
那这里说做圣洁的祭司奉献借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
We are to be a holy priesthood offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
所以今天我们要得到神的喜悦，就是要献灵祭。
Therefore, if we wish to please God, we have to make spiritual sacrifices.
我们来到教会不需要牛羊这些物质的东西。
Today, we don't have to offer physical cattle or livestock.
我们来到灵宫，最重要要献灵祭。
But the most important thing when we come to this spiritual household is to offer spiritual sacrifices.
所以旧约时代他们来圣殿朝见神不可以空手来。
In the Old Testament era, people cannot come to the temple empty-handed.
今天我们来到灵宫也不可以空手来。
Today, likewise, as we come to this spiritual house, we cannot come empty-handed.
我们要带灵祭来奉献给神，就会得到他的喜悦。
We must come offering the spiritual sacrifice in order to please our Lord.
好，那灵祭是什么？
What do we define as spiritual sacrifice?
我们来看同样希伯来书十三章。
Let's turn to Hebrews 13.
十五节。
Verse 15.
十三章十五节跟十六节。
13, verse 15 and 16. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess his name, and do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased.
这个地方主要在讲两种的祭。
Here it mentions two types of sacrifices.
第一个就是颂赞为祭。
First is the sacrifice of praise through our lips.
所以我们在会前唱诗这个不是说在等信徒来，所以我们多唱一两首，主要功用不是这个。
When we come to the church and we sing hymns, we are not doing so just so we are waiting for everyone to arrive.
其实唱诗每一首赞美诗里面充满很多的颂赞。
In fact, each hymn that we sing is filled with many praises to God.
每一个歌词都非常的美，好像一篇正道。
Each lyric is very beautifully composed, just like a sermon in itself.
所以我们唱诗就是口唱心和在赞美神。
When we sing the hymn, we praise with our lips and with our inner heart.
那保罗在监牢里面唱诗祷告赞美神。
Paul was imprisoned, but he still sang hymns to praise God.
结果这么有力量连监牢都动起来了。
And we could see the effect of that was so powerful that even the prison was shaken.
因为神喜悦，神降临，监牢都动起来了。
Because God was so pleased, and he sent his spirit to shake up the prison.
门都打开来了。
Even the prison doors were thrown open.
所以今天空手来就可以，就来教会赞美神。
So today it's okay to come before the Lord empty-handed, but we need to praise God.
这个就是灵祭。
Because it's considered a spiritual sacrifice.
那我们在祷告当中也不能够说每一次跪下来都一直求。
And as we pray to God, we cannot make it our habit of always pleading to God and asking for something.
当然神是父亲，我们可以求。
And naturally, because he's our heavenly father, we can make requests.
但是我们已经得到这么多了，我们要开始来赞美神。
But since we have received so much from him already, we have to show our gratitude.
所以为什么要说 Hallelujah?
So why is it that we say Hallelujah?
Hallelujah 就是赞美神。
Hallelujah means to praise God.
因此有一些基督教派来慕道他就会跟他们讲，为什么一定要讲 Hallelujah?
There are some Christian believers who come to study the truth and they will question, why do we say Hallelujah?
在一个人还没有得圣灵以前，有哪一句话比 Hallelujah 更好呢？
Before a person has received the Holy Spirit, which other word can be more fitting than Hallelujah?
因为这是赞美神，我来到神面前，神太伟大，神太美好了。
Because、
我们一直在赞美他。
It is a show of praise, and God is so mighty and so great, that awesome, and we need to praise Him.
那这就是嘴唇的果子，嘴唇所结的果子。
And this is considered the fruit of lips.
所以这个赞美就是灵祭，神会喜悦。
And such type of praising is considered a spiritual sacrifice that will please God.
那十六节
，verse 16
不可忘记行善和捐书的事。
Do not forget to do good and to share with others.
就是用实际我们神给我们的恩典来帮助别人。
That means we use the grace that God has bestowed upon us to help others.
那这样的祭是神所喜悦的。
And this type of sacrifice is something that will please God.
所以我们每个礼拜六到教会里面来要做什么？
And so each Sabbath we come before the Lord, what do we do?
我们每一个礼拜所行的善，当我们来到神的面前，这就是我们的灵祭。
All the good deeds that we have done through the past week, when we come before the Lord, is considered a spiritual sacrifice.
所以我们这个礼拜如果跟很多人分享神的恩典，我们来到神的面前，我们就有一个祭品来献给他。
So if through the past week we have shared the grace of God with many others, as we come before the Lord on a Sabbath, we can bring a wonderful spiritual sacrifice before Him.
哥尼流还没有信耶稣。
Even before Cornelius believed in Jesus Christ,
他很有爱心。
He was filled with great compassion.
他常常周济。
He often gave alms.
他常常祷告。
And he often prayed.
神就差天使跟他讲了，你的周济，你的祷告已经达到神面前，蒙神纪念。
And God sent an angel to tell him that your almsgiving and your prayers have come before the Lord.
神纪念他。
And God remembered his good deeds.
所以今天我们的生活要从自我的中心跳出来像主耶稣这样去关心别人，爱别人，这就是我们的灵祭。
So to offer sacrifice means we have to remove ourselves from our self-centeredness to help others, and this would be considered a spiritual sacrifice.
那如果每一个人有这样的生活，我们基督徒会带给社会，带给我们周围的人很大的温暖。
If each one of us live in this way, then we can bring about much warmth to all the people around us and into this society.
如果我们每一个教会的信徒来教会，都想要关心别人，爱别人。
If each one of us, we show a great care and concern to the people around us when we come to church.
这个教会是很温暖的。
This church is a warm, loving one.
这个教会是神喜悦的。
This is a church that is pleasing to God.
因为这个教会是每一个人都在献灵祭。
Because in this church, everyone's making spiritual sacrifices.
所以当一个人常常在关心别人。
So when a person is always considerate of others,
我们会觉得这是一种喜乐。
We will sense the great joy.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为当我们爱别人，你去关心别人，你看到别人的那种满足，那个就是我们的喜乐。
Because when we love others and we see the satisfaction that it brings to others, it also brings about satisfaction in us.
所以一个人如果活着都没有喜乐，可能他从来没有关心别人。
So if a person lived without any kind of joy, it could very well be that he has never shown any kind of consideration for others.
我们去爱别人，这是一种喜乐。
To love others is a joyous act.
这个就是我们的报赏。
Because that act in itself is a reward.
那天上的神也会悦纳我们这种灵祭。
And our heavenly God will be pleasing when we make this pure sacrifice.
所以我们在新约时代最重要的不是献钱。
In the New Testament era, the most important thing is not to offer money.
有很多人有一个错误的观念，我只要奉献十一捐，我就是好的基督徒。
A lot of people have the misconception that as long as they offer the tithe, then they're considered as good Christians.
好像旧约时代米迦书米迦先知告诉他们。
Just like in the Old Testament time, Prophet Micah told the people.
他们以为我已经守节，我已经献祭了，所以我就是神的好的子民。
The people wrongly thought that because they have kept the festivals and made offerings to God, they are considered as good, chosen elect.
请问神缺乏什么？
So does God require anything of you?
神什么都没有缺乏。
God is not in lack of anything.
天上地上所有都是神的。
Because whatever is in heaven or on earth all belong to God.
所以我们不要想神要我的钱。
So let us not think that God is in need of something from us.
神要我们献灵祭。
But rather, God wants us to make spiritual sacrifice.
所以这里想行善，这是神所喜悦的。
And scripture says here that to do good and share with others is considered as something pleasing to God.
我们再看诗篇的五十篇。
Psalm 50.
诗篇五十篇的十四节。
Then turn to Psalm 50, verse 14.
五十篇的十四节。
Psalm 50, verse 14.
你要以感谢为祭献给神，又要向至高者你的还你的愿。
Sacrifice thank offerings to God. Fulfill your vows to the Most High.
这里说要以感谢为祭献给神。
We have to sacrifice thank offerings to God.
所以感谢也是一种灵祭。
So to show our thankfulness is also considered a spiritual sacrifice.
圣经里面希伯来书讲以色列百姓多半是神不喜悦的。
In the book of Hebrews, it mentions that most of the Israelites were considered distasteful to God.
其实他们是神所拣选的。
But they were in fact the chosen elect of God.
其实是神所爱的。
And God treasured them.
那为什么到后来会变成神不喜悦？
How is that in the end, God, they become an abomination to God?
就是他们埋怨神。
And it's because they were filled with grumbling toward God.
所以好多人就死在旷野里面。
As a result, many people die in the wilderness.
所以我们在生活中要用感谢来取代埋怨。
Therefore, in our daily life, we must replace complaints with thanksgiving.
我们开始感谢神，我们的心就充满着喜乐。
When we are filled with thankfulness, our heart will be filled with joy.
因为感谢表示我们在述算神的恩典。
Because when we are thankful, it shows that we are counting our blessings from God.
我们了解神给我们很多，所以我们才会感谢。
And we will feel thankful only when we realize we have received so much from God.
那为什么埋怨不好？
Why is it that it's wrong to complain?
埋怨就是表示神不好。
To complain shows that God is not good to us.
神给我的不够。
We feel as though God didn't give me enough.
神带领我的道路不好。
That God has led me down the wrong path.
其实神的旨意高过人的意念。
But in fact, the will of God is much higher than what we could ever conceive.
是我们很难了解的。
It's hard for us to fathom.
所以凡事都要感谢。
Therefore, we must be thankful in all circumstances.
那我们在凡事都能够得到神的喜欢。
So in this way, we can bring about God's favor in all things.
所以在诗篇里面，在希伯来书说我们要献灵祭。
Book of Hebrews tells us that we are to offer a spiritual sacrifice.
就是我们生活当中的赞美、感谢还有善行。
So it's equivalent to our praising, thankfulness, and also good deeds.
这个是最重要，神会悦纳的祭品。
So these are the most critical and most accepting offerings to God.
当然奉献也是需要，但是奉献不是全部。
Of course, making tithing is also very critical, but it's not it's not the entire part.
好，不是说我每一次安息日我都来，我都献十一捐，我就是好基督徒，不是这样的。
It doesn't mean that just because we make regular tithing, we are considered as good Christian. That is not the way.
我们要讨神喜欢，要献灵祭。
In order to please God, we must offer spiritual sacrifices.
那还有一种祭品。
And there's another sacrifice to consider.
诗篇的51篇。
Turn to Psalm 51.
诗篇的51篇。
Psalm 51.
16节。
Verse 16.
跟17节。
And 17. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
大卫他说十诫犯了三条。
David had committed, had sinned against the three of the Ten Commandments.
那一个犯罪这么重的人，现在来到神面前，他有什么话可以说呢？
He was such a heavy offender, and yet what does he have to say before God?
他在年轻的时候灵性是多么好。
When he was young, he was filled with spiritual excellence.
神与他同在，他竟然能够打死一条狮子。
God was with him that he was able to overcome a lion.
神与他同在，他能够打死哥利亚。
And God was with him, so he was able to defeat Goliath.
但是大卫犯罪了。
But David sinned.
在神的面前，他还有什么方法能够得到神的喜欢呢？
In the eyes of God, what were other ways in which he can please God anymore?
他说：“你如果喜爱祭物，那凡我就献给你啊。”
David said that if you delight in sacrifices, I would bring it.
千条万条牛他都可以献上去。
I can bring tens of thousands of cattle before you.
但是神不需要这些。
But God doesn't need all these.
那大卫怎么能够跟神重新建立关系呢？
And how was David able to reconcile himself to God?
哦，他了解一个秘诀。
He realized there was a secret.
有一个祭品神一定会悦纳。
There is a sacrifice that God will definitely be pleased.
就是忧伤的灵。
Which is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
为什么?
Why is that?
因为忧伤代表人在神面前的谦卑。
Because when a person is contrite, it shows that he is being humble before God.
所以我们来到神面前不是要数算我们的义。
When we come before the Lord, we are not counting our self-righteousness.
数算我们的义没有办法买到神的喜欢。
Just merely counting our self-righteousness will not bring about the favor of God.
人跟人有比好人，但是人跟在神的面前，我们还有什么好？
And though we may, when we compare to others, we may seem better than others, but when we compare to God, what are we?
一个人, 灵性要进步,
For a person to advance in his spirituality,
不能够没有自我反省的能力,
he must not lack the ability to self-reflect.
如果一个人失去自我反省的能力, 他的灵性就没有办法进步。
If a person lacks the ability to self-reflect, then he has stopped to progress spiritually.
所以我们每一天晚上睡觉, 我们在神面前反省自己。
And therefore, before we go to sleep each night, we must reflect and examine ourselves before God.
我们都觉得我们有讲错话的地方。
Because there are times when we are going to slip in our words.
哦, 我们有做错决定的地方,
we have made some mistakes.
我们有一些举动不能够荣耀神的地方,
and there are some actions that cannot glorify God.
那怎么办?
So what do we do?
在神面前献上我们悔改的祭。
Before the Lord, we must offer our contrite heart.
那神就赦免我们。
Then God will forgive us.
因为神非常的爱我们。
Because God loves us very much.
他让我们的罪过就离开我们了。
And you will remove the transgression from us.
就擦掉了。
And you will wipe them all
away. 不再纪念我们的罪。
You will no longer remember them.
我们就可以很平安地睡觉。
And we can sleep soundly.
为什么?
Why is that?
因为神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
所以每一天我们要献忧伤痛悔的心。
And therefore each day we must offer a contrite and broken spirit before God.
这样我们就能够得到神的喜欢。
In this way we can come to please God.
所以人跟人啊, 有时候都是在数算自己的优点。
Most people, they would count what kind of advantages they have.
有的人就会告诉别人, 我有什么优点, 来使别人印象好。
There are some people who brag to others how great they are, so they can bring about a good impression.
但是当我们来到神的面前,
but as we come before the Lord,
如果我们要让神喜悦,
if we wish to truly please Him,
这个忧伤的心很重要。
It's very important to have a broken and contrite heart.
忧伤有两种。
There are two types of sorrow.
一种叫做世俗的忧愁。
One is a worldly sorrow.
这个会叫人骨头枯干。
This is something that will dry up our bones.
但是另外一种, 英文叫做 godly sorrow, 就是 敬虔的忧伤。
But there's another type of called godly sorrow.
是在哥林多后书这样讲。
It's mentioned in 2 Corinthians.
就是 这个哥林多教会啊, 保罗写信责备他们, 他们就开始悔改。
After Paul wrote a letter to rebuke the Corinthians, they started to repent.
那这个悔改使他们灵性进步。
And through this repentance, they progress in spiritual.
所以这种的忧伤啊, 神喜欢。
And this type of sorrowfulness is something that is pleasing to God.
我们看以赛亚书的57章。
Turn to Isaiah 57.
以赛亚书57章。
Isaiah 57.
15节,
verse 15. For this is what the High and Lofty One says, He who lives forever, whose name is holy, I live in high and holy place, but also with him who is contrite and lowly in spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite.
这里神介绍他自己。
Here God self-introduced himself.
是至高至上, 永远长存, 名为圣者。
He's one who lives in high and holy place, who lives forever.
从地位上来讲, 他至高。
Looking from the earth, he is so high and lofty.
从时间上来讲, 他存到永远。
From time's perspective, he lasts forever.
从本质上来讲, 他是圣的, 没有罪。
From essence, he is one who is holy and without sin.
那这样的人, 这位神, 他说, 我要与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居。
And this God, who is so holy, he says he will abide with him who is contrite and lowly in spirit. Because such type of individual is pleasing to God.
所以每一个人灵性复兴都是从悔改开始的。
Every person's spiritual revival begins with repentance.
为什么?
Why?
因为悔改是会得到神喜欢的开始。
Because repentance marks the beginning to seeking out God's favor.
悔改代表我们在神面前的谦卑。
Repentance also shows our humility before God.
这样的灵祭是神所喜悦的。
This type of spiritual sacrifice is greatly pleasing to God.
所以一个人如果要得到神的喜欢，必须常常悔改。
If one person wishes to seek out the favor of God, he must often repent of himself.
神常常赦免我们的罪，我们跟神的关系每一天都是新的。
When God often forgives us of our sins, then we will have a renewed relationship with Him each day.
第二个
Second,
我们看罗马书十二章
to Romans 12.
罗马书的十二章
Romans 12.
第一节跟第一节
Verse 1, Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your body as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
圣经特别说，这是神所喜悦的。
The scripture especially mentioned that this is something that will please God.
是什么？将身体献上，当作活祭。
When we offer our bodies as living sacrifices.
这是神所喜悦的。
Therefore, it is holy and pleasing to God.
我们还记得创世纪里面记载有一次亚伯拉罕献祭。
We remember in the Old Testament once Abraham offered sacrifice.
亚伯拉罕献什么
？What did he offer?
亚伯拉罕献独生子。
Abraham offered his only son.
我们看创世纪的二十二章。
Turn to Genesis 22.
神怎么描写
？How did God describe?
创世纪。二十二章
Genesis 22.
二十二章的十二节
Verse 12. Do not lay a hand on the boy, he said. Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son.
这个地方神说，你是敬畏我。
It mentions that you fear God.
因为你没有将你的儿子，你独生的儿子留下不给我。
Because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son.
这是他年老所生的。
This is the son he begot when he was very old.
第二节。
Verse
是你独生的二十二节，二十章独生的是你爱的。
It says that it is your son, your only son that you love.
那么你要把他献给我。
You are to offer him to me.
结果神就给他大大的祝福。
As a result, God greatly blessed him.
有天上的祝福，地上的祝福。
There's heavenly blessing, but there's also earthly blessings.
孩子是我们最爱的。
For our children are our most precious.
但是我们愿意献给神。
But when we're willing to sacrifice them to God.
这是一个很大的牺牲。
It is a great act of sacrifice.
这是神喜悦的。
And yet it was pleasing to God.
因为献了就表示没有了。
Because when you sacrifice, you have lost possession of it.
但是我们回到罗马书十二章。
But as we return to Romans 12,
这个不是献儿子啊。
This is not a sacrifice of our sons.
儿子还是我们以外的另外一个。
Because our son really is another entity outside of our body.
那这个十二章第一节是说，将我们的身体当作活祭献给神。
In Romans 12, verse 1, it says, offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
这个献祭的过程，第一个要砍头。
The first step to offering sacrifice is to chop off the head.
第二个要剥皮。
Second, to skin the animal.
第三个把它烧掉。
Third, to burn it up.
这样才能够献给神。
Only then can we sacrifice, offer to God.
所以一个人要服侍神。
So for a person to serve God,
砍头就是没有他自己啊。
When you chop off your head, it's symbolic of losing yourself.
剥皮就是没有外表了，没有个人荣耀了。
To remove the skin means that you no longer treasure your appearance.
献祭就烧掉了。
Sacrifice of burning means you lost it.
这是神所喜悦的。
And yet, this is pleasing to God.
所以怎么样能够讨神喜欢
？So how can we please God?
把我们自己献给神。
We must sacrifice ourselves to God.
这不一定说你要什么当传道者。
This doesn't necessarily mean that you have to become a full-time minister.
就是从今天开始。
But starting from this day forward,
我的生命是为着主耶稣。
That we live because of Jesus Christ.
为着他的荣耀。
We live in order to glorify Him.
为着他的旨意。
in order to execute His will.
用这样来生活。
And if we live in this way,
哦，我一切都是为着主。
And we do everything for the glory of God.
我的才能。
My abilities.
我的子女。
My children.
哦，我的能力。
My abilities.
我的金钱。
And my money.
一切都是为着神。
Everything is for the sake of God.
这个叫做将身体献上当作活祭。
And this would be equivalent to offering our bodies as living sacrifice.
这是神所喜悦的。
For this is pleasing to God.
所以这个是一个最好的生活方式。
This is the best way, best living lifestyle.
把自己献给神。
When we offer ourselves to God.
当神喜欢，你根本就没有忧虑啊。
When God is pleased with you, then you no longer have any worries.
我在听一个传道人在见证。
And I heard this preacher testifying.
他还没有去读神学训练之前，可能他收入很高。
Before he went through the theological seminary, he probably had pretty good salary.
他来到教会大概领的只有四分之一的钱。
But when he came to church, he only had a quarter of what he used to make.
但是他说这好像一座山。
But he said he compared the situation to scaling a mountain.
你如果一直看你收入很高，你没有爬过去啊，你就看不到更美的地方。
He says if you consider your salaries as very high, like a big mountain, then you can never climb over this mountain.
但是你能够爬过去，你就发现更美的地方。
But once you can climb over the mountain, then you discover a far more beautiful place.
那就是属灵的地方。
Which is a spiritual place.
就是神里面的丰盛。
It is the abundance in God.
所以今天我们有时候要把自己献给神，我们有一点保留。
So today, when we offer to God, we reserve some things for ourselves.
但是当我们能够做到那个程度
，But if we can attain that kind of stage,
像亚伯兰爬到摩利亚山上
，Just like Abraham, who climbed the Mount Moriah,
他就看到摩利亚山下看不到。
And he was able to see what he could not possibly see at the foot of the mountain.
他就经历到摩利亚山下经历不到的。
And he experienced something that he could never experience in the foothold of the mountain.
就是一头羔羊卡在树里面。
Which was a ram being stuck in the tree.
神已经为他预备了。
God had already prepared for him.
预备了一头羔羊代替他要献的儿子。
Prepare for him so that it can be sacrificed in place of his son.
所以当我们在神面前一样毫无保留奉献出去了。
So when we are before God and we withheld nothing and sacrificed everything for God.
我们的生活就是丰盛丰富。
And our life in fact will become abundant.
不是奉献出去什么都没有，是丰盛跟丰富。
It doesn't mean that when you make a sacrifice you lose everything, but in fact you gain abundance.
因为这样的生活是神所喜悦的。
Because such type of life is something pleasing to God.
主耶稣给我们设下一个榜样。
Lord Jesus Christ set us an example.
我们看约翰福音。
Turn to John.
第一章。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章
John chapter 1
29节
Verse 29 The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world
主耶稣来世界上人称呼他是神的羔羊
When Lord Jesus came to the world people addressed him as the Lamb of God
这句话什么意思
What is the significance?
就是他来世界就是要奉献。
It means he came to this world as a sacrifice.
好像一头羔羊。
Just like a lamb.
要奉献就是要被宰杀。
To be sacrificed means that he's going to be slaughtered.
要宰杀就要流血。
To be slaughtered means that he has to shed blood.
那血流出来就除掉世人的罪孽。
With the shedding of blood, he was able to wash away the transgression of the humankind.
这是神所喜悦的。
This is something that is pleasing to God.
因为这样的爱就是神最大的爱。
Because this shows the greatest love and compassion of God.
那这是神喜悦的。
Which is pleasing to God.
那我们怎么知道神喜悦？
How do we know that God is pleased?
好，我们看腓立比书。
Turn to Philippians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
腓立比书的第二章。
Philippians 2.
第七节
Chapter 2 verse 7 But made himself nothing taking the very nature of a servant being made in human likeness and being found in the appearance of a man he humbled himself and became obedient to death even death on the cross Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name
为什么主耶稣这个名超乎万名
Why is it that the name of Jesus Christ is above every name?
非常大的权柄。
It has great power and authority.
因为第七节、第八节。
Verse 7 and 8 records.
主耶稣像一头羔羊。
He is like a lamb.
奉献。
He was
牺牲。
He was sacrificed.
死在十字架。
And died on the cross.
那神就把他升高。
Therefore, God exalted him.
所以当我们献灵祭。
And when we make spiritual sacrifices,
最后献自己当活祭,
when we finally offer ourselves as a living sacrifice,
跟主耶稣一样,
we become just like Jesus Christ.
我们在神面前就升高了,
then we will be exalted before God.
将来就会得到神的报赏,
in the future, we will be rewarded.
这个就是我们生活的目标,
this is the aim of our life,
奉献,
to sacrifice,
就能够讨神喜悦,
to please God.
唱诗,
sing him.
120首。
Sing him 120.
我们五月初会有联恩布道会。
Our spiritual convocation is held in early May.
啊，有两个多月的时间可以预备。
We still have two more months to prepare ourselves.
我们需要用做两个准备。
We have to make two preparations.
啊，第一个就是要多祷告。
First is to pray more.
当神的灵运行在我们当中，要带人来信主就不是这么困难。
When the Spirit of God moves among us, then to bring others to Christ is not difficult anymore.
我们感谢主啊，最近礼拜四就要继续都看到四五个慕道朋友。
We thank God. Recent Thursday services, we have seen a few true seekers.
所以当我们在祷告上一直在加强的时候，神自己会动工的。
So when we intensify our prayers, God will mobilize.
那第二个就是我们尽量带慕道朋友来。
And second is that we have to do our best to bring friends to God.
当我们用心去做，就是流泪撒种，神祝福，我们就有欢呼的收割。
And we do it to the best of our effort. We sow with tears, then we will reap with joy.
所以我们礼拜六早上有祷告会，我们欢迎诸位信徒关心联恩布道会、教会圣工的信徒，都一起来参加。
So on Sabbath morning,We have our special prayers, and we encourage and invite all the members who show great care over the evangelical work to come and join in the prayer.
这不但是对教会有帮助，我们多祷告，我们的灵性也会不断的在成长。
This is not just helpful to the church, but the more we pray, the more helpful it is to our spiritual growth.
我们最后要祷告15分钟。
Now we're going to pray 15 minutes.
我们特别为联恩布道会来祷告。
Let's pray especially for the spiritual convocation.
一起来祈祷。
Let's pray together.